Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Broncos ledge, SEN rugby league expert, Andrew McCulloch. Macca, good morning to you.
Good morning, boys. Thanks very much for having me on. I don't know about expert. When I just hang around long enough, mate, you'll end up with the title, so I'll take it.
Take it, mate. What sort of off-season did you have, Macca? Because I bet it flew by.
Certainly did, mate. It goes very quickly. Still involved with junior football heels, so there was plenty of stuff going on around November, December, and then picks back up just after New Year's, and we're in for another year, and I can't wait. It's been great cricket, but looking forward to the rugby league starting.
Hey, before we start the league, last time you and I were sort of shoulder to shoulder was at the Tom Brady night, which was an interesting evening, mate, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was. Obviously, would have liked to hear a few different questions from the MC, but overall, to hear a guy of that calibre and what he's done within sport, his journey, how he got there was... really cool, and you could really feel the excitement within the room. How Tom Brady doesn't come to Brisbane every too often, so that was it was a great night. And it was good to see you too, mate. You had a bit going on as well.
Yes, I was trying to back a winner as well at the time.
Such a way.
Thanks for throwing me under the bus, Mac. Appreciate it. You're right, but one of the messages, and I said to Heels on air, Mac, it was that both clubs that were strongly represented there, Lions and Bronx, had come off desperately heartbreaking grand final losses. And Brady made the point that, of the seven Super Bowls he won, he lost a couple as well, and they were the ones that he tended to learn more about himself out of.
Well, that's exactly right. You probably go back and critique yourself what you needed to improve on to get better in those times of, disappointment, and probably look at that more so than after a win where you obviously just get on about the celebrations and just get on with things. So... yeah, he made a very good point there, and those two teams to obviously dealt with in that situation is a good lesson for them. And, they've come together a bit as a group. You can sort of see over social media and news outlets that those two clubs are going to go watch each other play football and get around each other a lot more, which is great for Brisbane, and hopefully they both have another strong year.
Yeah, nice confidence levels, that's right. Did you get an idea of the role of the quarterback? He has to know where everyone's supposed to be running for every play, I'd imagine.
Well, he just spoke about how big, obviously, his playbook was, where his players needed to be. It was all on him. So for him, his message was if he didn't do his role right, he couldn't help the players around him. And if he didn't know everything and be able to explain things, he was letting his teammates down and his coaches down. So he felt it was his obligation to be the best and give himself every chance for his team to win. And he obviously, like you said, Sats, knows where everyone is. And if it doesn't get it right, it's on him. So it's such a big play, obviously, in the NFL. And Super Bowl coming up, it's going to be up to those two guys as well to get their team home.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, let's talk a little bit about Bronx. Ezra Mam locked away for long term. And they're sort of getting the nucleus now, the ones they want, mate, don't they? I mean, I know they'll work on Reece Walsh, but he's there for a couple of years anyway. But the likes of Haas and Carrigan, they're there for a while now.
Yeah, you can certainly see what they're trying to build that, group of players. And you've got to look outside too when you talk about talent in those key positions such as your middle forwards and your spine are so crucial. So if you're able to lock those guys in for long term, there's not a real lot out there that you can sort of lock away, in quality and probably, banking on that player to get you through to a premiership. So, yeah, it's looking like Adam might go around for another year there. I'm not sure the ins and outs of that contract, but a experienced guy, obviously, young guy, the young guy half outside him as well, is a good combination, is what you need in the game at the moment. It looks like they're trying to build that nicely. good to see him repay the favour to the Broncos as well, and looks like he's pretty happy and enjoying his footy.
Macca, I vaguely remembered only now a young gun halfback that we touted might be his shadow eventually. Have you got his name?
From the Broncos?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, mate, it's too hard. There's a couple of good kids coming through. I'd hate to sort of put it...
Okay, there's a couple of them, righto.
There's a couple because I know for a fact, obviously, I've had a mate, Benny Hunt's probably been in that position, you know, the great Alan Langer, Tommy Dearden's another one. So those guys that get thrust in that position in such a, you know, a pressure role in such a big club. So there's a number of guys fighting. I don't want to single anyone out. Okay. A couple of good young kids. There's certainly an emerging players that I could name, but... Yeah, just like to relax a little bit with that and just obviously let them buy their time and learn before I start heaping praise on kids or expectations because it can be a bit of a detrimental effect to their, I guess, growth.
Good call, mate. But they are there, which is good. I remember reading on one and I've got to remember better. Hey, after a little bit of impatience with Ezra early, he hasn't taken very long, eh, to look comfortable at the NRL level in such an important position.
Yeah, well, it's such a heel. Sorry, you got to understand too, mate, who the half he's got outside him. So the relaxed feeling for Ezra would be, I don't have to run the show. Adam's there running the show, calling the shots. He sits back and has a probably a few plays up his sleeve and then he takes the ball when sort of Adam gives it to him. So he'd be just sitting back going, how good is this? I don't have to steer the ship. The pressure's not really on me. It's on Adam to obviously get him around. He's the experienced half. So, you know, that'll change as you get old, obviously. So at the moment, he's just sitting back and Adam's probably dictating where they go, and he gets to play when he wants to, which is great, and enjoy it while he can too.
Macca, I don't think we've spoken on air about this, and I mean, we sort of tend to mention it every interview we do about the Bronx at the moment. You take away Farnworth in the backs, but you lose Flegler, Palacio, and Capel, three very, very capable NRL-level forwards. You're someone who played your life in the pack.
Yeah, it is, and that just happens after you have a bit of success in terms of salary cap and guys wanting more opportunity and things like that. But the good, strong clubs over the years have been able to keep that, I guess, standard set of training regardless of who's coming in and whose players left. So it's really an emphasis on your junior system and, I guess, what they're doing right to actually build into that next step and take those positions because it is going to happen. That's the way it works within the NRL. So you know if you've got systems underneath those first-grade guys, you're in a good position and hopefully they can do that this year. And, you know, a couple of little buys there, Fletcher Baker as well, another one from the Roosters, strong club, so hopefully he can do a job there off the bench as well as maybe even starting. So, yeah, some good signs there, but blokes have just got to up and take their opportunity when they get it.
Fletcher Baker hasn't had a whole lot of luck pre-season, has he? A couple of times he's gone down with a foot.
Yeah, a little bit niggling injuries, mate. It's obviously not ideal, but hopefully he's got a good staff there and, you know, pressure's not on him either to really start. So if you can do a job like Keenan or someone like that off the bench and not be that Thomas Flegler, he just needs to be himself, but certainly to start with anyway.
Okay. What about the hooker position, mate? Are we a touch heavy? Do we maybe find more versatile roles for one of them or two of them? Can they be useful in other areas or is this how many hookers you need?
Yeah, it's a strange one. I don't know too many clubs have probably got four or five on their, I guess, books there. Obviously, they're on different scale of contracts and maybe development and all that sort of thing, the top 30 deals. Yeah, it's an interesting one there. You've probably got three or four guys and you know, Cam Brzezowski's on a development deal or a train and trial deal. He's a young kid on the under-19s emerging squad as well. Mm-hmm. So, good young player in the hookers. So, there's another opportunity there. But, yeah, fighting for spots... Yeah, there's four or five there, but like, you know, Billy's had a great year last year. I think Tyson Smoothie did a great job when he needed to do as well when he got on there, kept it simple. So, yeah, Pakesy wants another shot as well. So it's good for competition for spots, but evidently after a while, you know, you can't keep four or five. It just doesn't work like that. So it's going to be interesting how that pans out.
So how's the Sunday afternoon barbecues over at Kevy's place when Billy takes the grandkids over? Said, Dad, what are you doing to me? You've got 15 hookers on the list.
No, I don't know, yeah. Well, at the moment, I think Billy's happy. He's played his footy's going. He doesn't need to worry about that. So, yeah. Oh, mate, that's just the way he keeps playing good footy. He doesn't have to have his chat to his dad. So, I think he'd like to keep it that way. So, it'd be tough for both sides in the end, but don't have to worry about that at the moment.
Macca, who takes the next step this year in your mind? Who who goes to the next level. I know we've got established stars. We've got young excitement machines like Walsh and Mam. Who do you think within that top 30 at the Bronx is going to surprise us?
You know who I really like that's really probably is a bit unnoticed. Everyone talks about Paddy Carrigan and those sort of guys in the middle, and deservingly so. But, you know, you look at Kobe Hetherington, how far he's come along. He was a hooker when I was sort of still there at the Broncos. But he comes on and does a tremendous job when he gets his chance, at his opportunity for his 10 or 15 minutes when he comes on the field. He's energetic, doesn't make mistakes, comes on with plenty of energy, good tackles like his old man. So it's those guys are the glue. And when you realise when you're out in the field, those guys come on and you don't notice the difference between your starting and your bench players. They say you're in a good position. And Kobe did a tremendous job last year doing it. So you'd be looking to impress again and maybe a few more shots at starting. And depending on obviously the forward pack, how the setup is there. But you can certainly see Kobe starting in the 13 jersey a little bit this year if there's origin time or a chance someone from Paddy to go up in the front row as well.
And some of that, would that have been influenced and educated by Kurt Capewell? For example, the influence he had on that forward pack now, is that what Hetherington can take on?
Yeah, I assume so. You like to think those guys have been around a while, leaving an impression on these younger guys coming through and how they train, how they behave, the professionalism, how to get up after a few bumps and bruises throughout the year. So you'd like to think so. Heels, and I guess time will tell, and the impact he's sort of left within those club and those young guys you'd think would be in good stead. And he's obviously gone for whatever his reasons, but next man up, and that's what you need.
Hey, Macca, we'll let you go. Always generous with your time. Just very quickly, the other three. I mean, what are the whispers around the footy circles about Titans, Cows and Dolphins?
Yeah, obviously we spoke to a couple of boys at the Dolphins there, how hard they're training, they've gone up a level. But I think, once again, their depth's added really well. They've brought some really good players. They have a be a good balance for them. Herbie's a great pickup, and obviously Fleggy. So you think they'd be there, they'd be pushing again. Obviously, they were surprised packets to Dolphins a little bit last year in terms of how well they probably exceeded expectations. But, you know, I think they've got a good, strong squad. And, you know, Cowboys, a little disappointed, I think, to start the year after the year they had previously before that, but they got such a strong roster, I think they'd be thereabouts. So make for a good year, and we'll see what Desi can do with the Titans, mate, but it's looking good for the Queensland teams at the moment anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, and
we're back.
You know as well as I do, at this time of the year, everyone's a chance of winning the Premiership.
Well, that's it, mate. Everyone's going good. It's the fittest everyone's been. But we'll see how they go when you get into June, July time, mate, after a few bumps, and we'll worry about that then.
Good stuff. Andrew McCulloch, thank you, mate.
Thanks, Micah.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate that.